Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
Welcome to Opening the Doors of Heaven with Alvin. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations and a glimpse into the world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here is your host, Alvin.
Well, welcome, my light family. I'm very delighted to talk with you, even though it's not 2 a.m. in the morning in Dublin, here in Ireland, and we're on the second last day of our class. What an eventful week that has been. And when we're finished with our show here, I'm going to try and get some sleep before we finish our last day in class. I'd like to share with you some things about prophecy and prediction tonight as well. But in addition to that, I want to add two other bits in. And one of it is that I would like to answer a specific question that has been asked, and I promise to do it on tonight's show. And the question came in from James, and if he's pronouncing it in the German way, it would be Wallerstedt, but it's Wallerstedt. And he runs if you want to take a look at his website, it's www.gforgeorgezvictorinstitute.org/newenergy. And he does this as a nonprofit to be able to help the global public to know about the critically important range of revolutionary energy solutions, which people are usually totally unaware of, according to his letter to me. So he asked me about zero-point energy. And so I've promised to discuss that a bit on the show tonight, because he says that it's clean energy devices and, you know, surely this is not something that should be done away or something to that effect. He wanted to understand exactly what I was saying about zero-point energy. So I'm going to talk about it as a broad topic and then get as specific as I can. And then I also would, of course, always when I'm on the road and with a class, we have enormously eventful things happen. And they sort of tie in with the other two topics. So I'd like to get all those three things squished in tonight, and I hope we can do it. It's 2 a.m., as I said, and I've been working since 8:30 this morning, so let's see how well I can do. My brothers and sisters, to start with, let's cover this issue of zero-point energy. You see, my concern is that people use the term for something different than I use it for. I have in the last, I think it's at least 10 years, but it could be more than that. I think that the last time that I truly read books was in 1994, that I truly actually read some books. The information that pours in on a daily basis, literally, if I sat for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I could be writing full time because of the way that it's pouring. So as a result, I don't look at the media other than what I catch on airports as I go back and forth, and the odd time I switch on a television, you know, because I'm trying to find the time or something in a hotel room. But I don't watch television. I don't look at newspapers. Occasionally, my class will bring a newspaper in. For instance, this week we have been working with new astrology. And it's the astrology of Isis. And we've got some of it on our daily blog. We hope that you're following with us each day, because I take a great deal of time each day to fill you in with what has happened to the smallest amount that day. Because for lightworkers the world over, this is very important. If you're healers and things change about the human body, it's to everyone's advantage that you know it, and so on. So I do this also, you know, just like James does, out of just the devotion of my heart for the path that we're all walking on. So my brothers and sisters, the zero-point energy is used in different ways, and scientifically, I don't know what it means. I just know that in earlier years, I knew that the zero-point energy was located around the life force center, which was at that point located in the belly button. And this was up until the beginning of 2007. At that time, the infinite moved that life force center up to a place where beings of a higher evolutionary expression would have their life force center, which is heart-based. It was moved up to the heart. The zero-point energy moved with it. Now, when you go into the God Kingdom, if you take a look at my book, which is Secrets of the Hidden Realms, you will see that this zero-point energy that's around the heart explodes out, and it becomes a very massive sphere around a being that is out of the evolutionary line that we call humanness. And there are more and more and more of those on the earth walking amongst you, going to their offices, but technically they are no longer human because the configuration of the fields and, in fact, the very cellular structure of the body itself changes. The nucleus at the center enlarges. It becomes more irregular, and eventually the spiritualized immortal matter, that nucleus fills the whole cell. Many other physical changes take place. But the zero-point energy, I had asked for years for a sigil from the Infinite Mother that I started working with after being called in February of 2005 and was told, no, I can't get it. And finally, I said again at the beginning of 2007, can I get a sigil to add with the number of sigils we have for the Belvaspata healing method that accommodates the massive polar changes we had in August of 2006 cosmically, which changed the laws of reality. And again, I was told, but this time I was given a reason. No, you can't have it. Because you don't understand zero-point energy. So up until that point, I was just aware that it was in the fields of man and later on in the God Kingdom, as explained. I also was vaguely aware that people were doing the Merkabah and exploding this sort of life force center with the zero-point around it to out into their fields. How it tied in with cancer, I could not understand. Now, we're going to be talking a lot about prophecy and predictions tonight, and you'll see how all these things actually tie together. But let's finish this issue on zero point. It was in the early months of 2007 that Mother told me I had to start studying the building blocks of existence. As a Toltec Nagual, my life was dedicated to understanding awareness particles. But that's it. Mother then insisted that I go through bands of compassion. And these vast bands of compassion, and we are by tomorrow entering two new bands of compassion that I know nothing about. I only know we are in only one band of compassion today called Entrained Support. Tomorrow morning, two more bands of compassion will happen. I cannot even begin to tell you what it's about. So, my brothers and sisters, in the bands of compassion, there were what separated one from the other is that the building blocks were more dominant in a specific type of building block in one than in another. So there were like rivers of specific building blocks. We had seven directions because we had seven big, vast bands of compassion, which is what a direction is, and we had seven building blocks. Mother sent me into those bands of compassion to go and take a look. The first band of compassion I went to was the highest. And in there, the subatomic quantum physics level particles were called you know, they didn't have a name, so I didn't know maybe anybody knew about them or not, but I doubt it, because it was at that point 6 octaves higher than our subatomic particles in frequency. I just coined them presence particles. But what was so astonishing is that they were ripped apart. It was as though a hurricane of beyond what we can imagine in force went through this river of life, this building block, but also this sphere from which life came, because we descended from that sphere lower and lower into physical matter. We also ascended to that sphere, but kept going back and forth. And so Mother said, part of it is that we have to understand zero-point energy in relation to what I would find in these rivers of life, if you will, in these vast bands of compassion. The building blocks in the minutiae, the tiny little particles, were ripped apart as though somebody had split a subatomic particle. I asked Mother what had caused that, and she said, indeed, they had split a subatomic particle. Now, in some of the bands, that was the case, where it was deliberately done, and a terrible disaster happened, and life fell 1 octave down into the next river of existence, if you will, made up of different little building blocks. You first get your presence particles at the highest level, then you got what is called life force particles. The presence particles release power, and it released it when the pattern that they held changed to the next pattern that was higher up. If it was a descension pattern that changed to a lower pattern, it would actually suck energy out of the area. Now we're starting to get a little close to what zero point did, if we're using the same words. And just to show you how people use this, you know, and I'm sure this is perhaps something in a different way, again, used for the science of today, or it isn't. But if you take a look at, there's a modality out there that my students have brought some books to my class, and I'm aware of it, and it works very well indeed. They say that it works on zero-point energy. It works very well indeed, because it works based on one of the bands of compassion called autonomy, or the one heart. You tap into the unified field of heart energy of all, and you change your environment by changing yourself. It's called Ho'oponopono. They say they work with zero-point energy. That's because, with all due respect, they have not a clue what true zero-point energy is, and neither did I have until I started this journey of discovery, multidimensionally, or I still wouldn't have it. So we came down from presence particles to life force particles. Again, utter and total devastation. In some of those rivers, all of them had devastation. Finally, when I came out of that experience, it was devastatingly awful to look at. It was looking at the graveyard of existence. And the Infinite Mother said to me that there was a group of angelic beings that I needed to contact, that they knew a lot about the life force, the river with the life force particles. And they were called the Zephalim. And I actually, let me see, where do I have this? I think that we have it in our book that just went up. I'm so happy about it. It's electronically available now, Windows into Eternity. And you can download it, and it speaks much about the DNA of the infinite and how it has shaped the macrocosmic life and the changes that have happened there. But in that book, I believe that it is there. I have the written work of the Zephalim that they gave me and the translation of it. They were helpful, but not very helpful. And what they said had happened is they said that every time that there is a black hole and every time there is a big bang, it rips these particles apart, And in the case of both of them, it would either explode those particles and the soup that they swim in, which are called the fields. And the fields would be really what they released, but it's also what preceded them in creation. So it would be power, energy, awareness, light, love. It would be perception, self-perception, and it would be experiential wisdom, which is like math that you put together to make all possible equations. They said that both those qualities, if you want to call a field qualities, and the building blocks themselves would get blown away or sucked in by big bangs or by black holes. It left behind something that has no right to exist within the being of the infinite any more than it does in the ocean of the world, a vacuum. Something that was totally devoid of either building blocks or fields. And that such a vacuum sucked everything from its surrounding area into it so that it depleted its environment. Let's take a quick commercial break and I'll be right back and we'll take a look at what that does.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Key series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Well, zero point energy, if you will, is a total misnomer because zero point doesn't have its own energy. It sucks it from its environment. It's a vacuum in the way that I use the word. Because of this, the areas around it get depleted. Now, when you deplete areas around you, when you deplete your environment, in the broadest term of the word, it is called black magic. It takes that which belongs to other areas of existence for itself. So in this form, Mother has said, the Infinite Mother, now the Infinite Mother has become the Infinite as we have progressed out of the dream, which is the place of the feminine, into an awake state as a cosmos. And the Infinite is an androgynous being with no gender. So the Infinite has, in fact, said that the real part of zero point does not exist any longer. I have no idea what the energy is they would be using. But the reason Cancer tied in with this is that Cancer has always been, now we have said that the real part of disease has been removed after the real part of the cosmic disease disease was removed, and the cosmic disease was were those beings that mirrored that which the infinite is not. Disease as real existence is no longer, but it simulates itself like a frequency. The frequency, so Belvaspitar does not treat disease as disease. It treats it as discordant frequencies. And so the frequency of cancer comes in where there is self-abandonment, where there is a vacuum in one's life. If you do not live fully and authentically from your heart, you abandon yourself. You deny the desires of your heart as unholy or unworthy. And unfortunately, what that does is that the frequency of cancer moves in to remind us of just how precious life is. So we have a situation where Mother gave us, finally, after we understood, the masters in Toronto and I were working on it at the time, after we understood that, we were given the sigil of presence. And it what it does is where the area of cancer is happening, it puts presence in it, meaning it puts in there what has been abandoned. So 0 point, if that is what we're talking about, has never been an ideal situation. Now, is it still going to work for us? My brothers and sisters, this is the interesting point. Science is changing. Slowly but surely, things on Earth have to change. We are starting with every single class that we have now to film interdimensionally. You know, our last one in Toronto, we were able to photograph the holy city that I've been speaking of that's here on the earth. We were able to photograph its gold details, its pillars, its windows, in a hall with no pillars and no windows. Every time we are able to photograph, we have here in Ireland a young man, and in the beginning of the week he felt very out of his depth and wanted to leave, and the infinite told me to tell him that if he stays, he will see a miracle happen for himself by the last day of class, that he shouldn't be afraid, he is meant to be there. On the last day of class, we took his photo, and beams of light came out of his eyes. It took more than one photo. The Master Gabby, in fact, did this, and each time, beams of light were coming out of this young man's eyes, and he has those photos now to show him of the tremendous transformation that went on with him that week. We are taking photos interdimensionally because slowly but surely this thin cardboard-like veil between the sub-creation of man and the true creation of the infinite is thinning. What that means is that science that we think is working is going to be changing. Scientists keep it in place because they believe that it is still there. Light doesn't travel the same anymore. When we photograph interdimensionally, light travels very differently. It travels in sheets. This day has been tremendous. That's one of the reasons I have worked nonstop since 8:30 this morning. We uncovered with the masters, the ascended masters here in Ireland, the Order of the White Rose, who I'm with here, and by the way, they send you their greetings. We uncovered a parallel existence, a parallel reality, and discovered that really we were in a world of mirrors. And the parallel reality is outside of that world of mirrors. The ramifications of what we discovered, I just wrote out, let me see, it was 6 pages of translation. 2 of the pages came from the old palace of Isis, and it was the glyphs were written by the Master Karen of America, and I translated them. We had the Jongala Brook, who are the cat people that the Sphinx is indicative of. We had them bring to us a series of glyphs that I finished translating. All of that pertains to the fact that we have been living in a world of mirrors. yesterday, before uncovering this, the infinite decreed that the real part of all mirrors no longer exist. It was also decreed that convex and concave lenses will no longer bend light and function in the way that they functioned. Well, people are wearing glasses. My brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that suddenly all glasses won't work anymore. But it does mean that every time we thin that veil between the sub-creation made by the belief systems of man and by the belief systems of the past, in most instances, that's totally obsolete, and that which really is, each time we do that, something gets a little less of a grip upon man. All these things have played major roles in the fall. With all my heart, I believe and I hope that we have come to the end of understanding how the fall has happened. The Father told me in August of 2007 that we will uncover many, many layers yet to come of how that fall happened. I've been doing it week by week by week. I think we've come to the end of it. For those of you that are following day by day my blog diary, you will be aware. And I just want to tell you that I have about 20 minutes before the show sent those pages off to be put on the blog. They will possibly be on tomorrow. And the pages describes how we've been in this parallel reality, but ours hasn't been the real reality. And how it is we got trapped in here in the first place. And just the most fascinating information was given that possibly on a blog that will be coming on sometime today, Oregon time, but it was given on what has been uncovered about how the very first creations were formed and how the method in which they were formed created separation consciousness and how that has been changed. And that will tell you exactly why the infinite has said that lenses will no longer bend light. The cornea, on the eye is a lens, and it makes the image on the retina upside down. Convex lenses have made things upside down. The initial creations were made by shining a light through lenses of the gods and goddesses of Source. The feminine goddesses had a convex lens within them, if you will. I'm sure this is an analogy, but it made things upside down and it created illusion. The male, on the other hand, if you have a concave lens and you shine light into it, it bends it outward, not inward, crossing over and making something upside down, but outward. So if you have, let's say you have a little teeny light and you shine it through a concave lens, you will end up with a very big light on the other side. That's where, you know, in the movies, sometimes they make someone look very silly by putting these glasses on their eyes that make them really enlarged. Actually, excuse me, I think that's a convex lens. Bad example. Let's skip it. My brothers and sisters, it has overinflated male creation, and it has created female creation that's upside down. And this was just uncovered yesterday. So that has already been changed. For the first time, some of the oracles in my classes are actually starting to see the night sky the way it is. That is why during this week, and it should be up in about 4 weeks, we're just putting the way of the Toltec Nagual up for you and the shamanism website, incidentally. The ancient earth shamanism is going up as we speak, within a day. But we're also then putting up the Toltec one in about a week or so. It'll be about 4 weeks before the www.astrologyofisis.com will be up. The planets are not the same. for some of the oracles, especially those that on a day-by-day basis are traveling back and forth between the holy city and this reality, and we're walking in and out with one foot in each world, my brothers and sisters, it's much easier to see through that veil. Things might seem like they work, but as that veil thins, we're going to end up with their not working. So much for zero-point energy. That's the best I can do, James. Hope it helped. And so, my brothers and sisters, we'll be talking about prophecy when we come back after this commercial break.
Albion continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters, and we're going to spend this third quarter of our show looking at prophecies and predictions, and then the fourth quarter, if we can, because I want to finish this topic properly, I want to tell you about some of the magnificent things that have happened other than the restoration from the Isis libraries. I had some very dear brother and sister from Finland that asked me, when am I going back into the Isis libraries? And I had my office let them know this week, and we did. And we brought out the information on the new astrology of Isis and how to use it in conjunction with multiple efforts from our beautiful oracles and masters worldwide, as well as the masters here in Ireland. Now, when in late September, all of the major lightworkers were saying on the 13th of October there was going to be this major, major financial crash. And I actually had the Sedona Journal ask me if I would write an article on prophecy for them, which is coming out in their Sedona Journal next month in December. It's predictions for 2009. For those of you that can't wait till December, we actually also have it on our blog. And we are on the point of translating it into German, French. Let me see what else. I believe we have one of the masters here from Russia that's going to translate it, and also one of the masters from Denmark. So, and perhaps even from Holland. So we're hoping to translate that particular blog entry into multiple languages and put it on our blog. We are creating in 2009, starting perhaps as early as a month from now, a German blog and a French blog. So for those of you that are from Germany and France and Quebec and all the other wonderful places that speak those beautiful languages, we hope that that is something that will be of use to you. My brothers and sisters, it was said by many of the, very acknowledged spiritual leaders that we would have that crash on the 13th of December, of October. I was asked to write the prophecy article at the end and have it in by the end of September. And I said at that time the same thing that I told my students, because I had a lot of very concerned emails pouring in during the month of September, and I put some of the information on our email list. So, you know, please do join our email list. We regularly send information to our email list. In fact, very regularly, in addition to the blog. But I told them that money was going to move all over the place, but that it would not crash into some massive global depression. And here's why. We had some major adjustments right after the infinite being put in the book, that, and book is not the correct word, put into the laws of existence. And even that is not the correct word, because it isn't laws. It is simply put into existence. Because if you go and look at my blog, you will see the day that laws no longer existed. Everything this week has pointed to one thing: the freedom of individual life and the ability for us to create what we want, the removal of any patterns that have dictated life to us has been going on day by day by day for many months. My brothers and sisters, there is an individuality and there is a freedom coming. We will no longer take being bullied by governments or unjust laws where it is to the detriment of the good of individuals. Mother has also said, some right before, it was the week before we had that major crisis with the Fannie Mae and in America crisis. We had, you know, and excuse me if I don't say these things very sensibly, because I just picked it up on hotel televisions. But we also had major adjustments in the stock market. She had put in the book that all that which had overinflated value was to be adjusted to its true intrinsic value. She put that in, then it was discovered that the original lenses of creation in the male was creating overinflated value in masculine creations. Now understand, we all at this point have equal masculine and feminine within. And females create masculine things as well, if it is, you know, that type, that part of your life. So it's not just men and women, we're talking masculine and feminine. But she had put that in the book. Then, in the middle of September, we were still looking at a possibility of a financial crash. And I thought, oh my goodness, I have absolutely assured people, because Mother has said this, the Infinite has said it, that it is not the intention to cause global chaos, whether in finance or any other disastrous things on Earth. There might be some localized adjustments, but it is not to be global hardship in any way, shape, or form. And there is no such thing predicted for 2012. We have multiple predictions around 2012 on YouTube and various other places where you can get our free video clips. If you go to our home site, it will tell you everywhere. My brothers and sisters, we will, by the end of November, have 14 or 15 free websites with so much information that it's the equivalent of half of one of my books in some instances, and in others, the quarter of the books. Mother has told me to give it away for free. We absolutely have a place where you can give donations, thanks to our wonderful brother Tim in Florida, who said, Almi, you really need to do this because people want to contribute. So I asked our webmasters to put it up, and hopefully it's up already. But we're giving it away for free. Our video work is for free. We've got a web tutorial going on with BBS Radio that is through them, and that's the only one right now that isn't for free. My brothers and sisters, take a look at the adjustments that are on a day-by-day being made. It can only mean a good and better future. We've got several clips on 2012. I will not repeat that. You can tune into that right after this. We've even got some that I believe are just audio. But the work that was done from the middle of September through the middle of October that presented what might have been a very accurate future that they were foreseeing was as follows. Not only on Earth, but in multiple instances, which you can read on my blog, in the cosmos itself, everywhere, the scales were balanced. And it started, interestingly enough, around Rosh Hashanah, the time of balancing the scales, when retribution comes. That which was taken was given back. That, you know, which needed to be restored was restored. The more it was done, day by day by day, and that started particularly the beginning of September, and it accelerated as we got into October. That single-handedly prevented the financial crisis that those with sight to see could see. That's why the doomsayers were proved wrong once again. I was standing there like the usual one in the desert waving my little flag saying, no, this is not going to happen, because I could see day by day how it was changing. My brothers and sisters, I am possibly going to be the only article in this donut journal, which is based on predictions for 2009, that is giving good news and good news and good news and good news. Here's why. It is impossible to make a prediction right now for several reasons, but let's just look at the key reasons. One of it is that linear progression, linear becoming, linear time, linear way of light flowing, all of it in the real creation has been rendered obsolete. Everything is telepathically and empathically sound the same, communicated instantaneously. And that means that we cannot see ahead. There isn't an ahead. There used to even be a succession of moments. It still created linear time. Then the infinite changed it, refined it even more, and created one fluid moment. Change went through three very distinct stages, as mentioned in Journey to the Heart of God. And my gosh, I mean, this week has been a wonderful example of valuing the old obsolete information, because we cannot understand what is happening until we understand what was. Because that was the separating of the threads, and now we're looking at the whole picture as a unit. To remember what was is so helpful. But we had transformation, transmutation, transfiguration in abrupt changes as a cycle of change. Now we have fluid transfiguration. That's all. Everything is moved from one order to a higher order, not abruptly, not chaotically. Very important point. But smoothly and with grace, because time has become a one big fluid moment. Transfiguration has become a fluid process. We don't have the dramatic shifts that produce chaos anymore. Now, it's impossible to see the future. There isn't a future. There is no karma, because there isn't any past. Growth has become exponential. I grow, it ricochets across the infinite being. Because as I grow, it immediately and exponentially affects every other being. They grow as a consequence, so they affect me. And we entrain each other in growth this way, in a most magnificent way. But it means that growth cannot be predictable, because everywhere it is at once. My brothers and sisters, the ascension process is the other reason. Every day, the cosmos becomes more luminous, more clear. If you read my blog, the fascinating fascinating changes that is occurring day by day, and that scratches the surface. Because I work an average of 6 hours a day doing what the Infinite instructs. I only look straight ahead at what is the next step that has to be done. Everything is changing layer by layer, but every day we are ascending upwards and sublimating a possible future. Something that could have been a conspiracy suddenly becomes cooperation, sublimation through ascension. Impossible to predict anything, but we can know one thing. Because of it, life is getting better, not worse. 2012, there's a huge secret around that date, my brothers and sisters, but please go to our YouTube and take a look. Let's take a quick break.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Naomi.
Welcome back, and my gosh, the time flew. My brothers and sisters, I want to just honor the assistance that I get from those who are so devoted to walking this path with me. They are the most magnificent masters. And I recently sent an email out to address this issue, that the very work we are doing eliminates ego identification, that these labels that apply are referring to transfigurative stages that they've been through. It refers to the fact that they function from the silence of the mind, and it refers, when there are oracles, to skill levels, and so on. I want to honor particularly the Master Jan because of the tireless work she does to keep that blog going, because of her dedication to the path. To our wonderful oracles and masters worldwide, they are constantly in communication with the hidden realms that give them messages and information, and sometimes they sit for days, and in the case of some of them, for months, completing the bodies of information coming through from the hidden realms, because everybody is wanting to help us. We are on the path of such massive changes in the cosmos. The slowest place to change has been the Earth. And the reason for that is that humanity was created as an archetype. And the archetypes had the densest of realities to exist in, because change always has to come from the bottom up. And in density, there is a more complex relationship between cause and effect. And so we have not seen the tremendous effects the way it is in other realms to quite the same extent. But my brothers and sisters, every single one of my websites has interdimensional photographs on. I'm not quite sure what if there might be one or two that doesn't have it on, but I believe they all have it on. We've been able to photograph the massive balls of codes that come in as we do the work, as we restore these pristine bodies of information, like alchemy, like the divine architect principles that have been so corrupted over the ages, like shamanism. Shamanism, as we know it today, is a mere perverted shadow in most of its context. I won't say all of it. I mean, and I don't know if it's most, but at least some of it, it has been very much distorted. The ancient earth shamanism is a most sacred gift. Some of these bodies of information, like we've put our alchemy website up, we've put these things up for you to look at. The shamanic one goes up. If it's not up already, it's going up by tomorrow. And our beautiful oracle, Hong An, is doing our websites. She works day and night. It has been the most wonderful thing to have her on our team. And so, my brothers and sisters, I just want to honor the tremendous effort that has come. The room we are in is so thick with angelic presences who are there to help stabilize the new people that have come into my class through the tremendous transfigurations that they're going through this week. And they have gone through it beautifully and magnificently. We've received two bodies of information this week that I didn't fully comprehend how they were going to come forth. In fact, I didn't know about the second one at all. My brothers and sisters, we have spoken about the template of DNA, the template of cosmic sound as a rose. We've explained to you, and those roses can be seen on the blog, we have explained to you that the rose is in fact mirroring a mathematical sequence that applies instead of the Fibonacci sequence to higher life. The higher life sequence is 1, 3, 7, 12, 20, 33, 54, 72, 96, 144. So we've been working with this sequence. We only have the rows mapped out with its codes, seven rows deep, seven layers of light and frequency. We received the extra two rows here in Ireland during this week. I haven't slept much because I've been up till 3:34 every morning, writing as fast as I can to catch as much of this precious, precious information as it comes through. We have brought back the astrology of Isis. What we've had up until now has been that astrology has dictated to man by the influences of planetary bodies how the quality of his or her day is to occur. All such programming, all the way from our destiny programming to earth programming of humanity, to the grids of humanity, to the matrixes, all pre-programmed grids or templates of any kind has been eradicated. So too the planet's influences, because it was a predestined disempowering to freedom of choice program that we are forced in, because of its influence, to work within. The Isis astrology, on the other hand, is entirely different. It works with the influence of the planetary systems, and it works very specifically. We've just given its first layer. And I've been, you know, our first layer is an inch of material thick. It's got, let me see, the Isis astrology has 72 layers of information. The first layer of information we've brought forth. But it works with 12 planets, and the planets are Oracle Aoife from Toronto. You know, I hope her husband is understanding, because she's been drawing day and night on getting this information for us. So my brothers and sisters, this astrology allows you to determine the quality of your day. Huge, huge difference from what astrology was before. It comes out of the libraries of Isis. I've been back and forth and back and forth in the nights to retrieve the information and write it down. You can see some of it on our last few days of blog, our diary, and our website, www.spiritualjourneys.com, will tell you just how to get there. But then I thought, wow, what a lot of information to get in 1 week. Oh no, I was again dumbfounded because that was only half of it. There was a ninth ring around the rose, the astrology being the eighth ring with 72 petals. The ninth ring had 96 petals, and it is the creative and transfigurational powers of the source of life. The source of life in the ancient tongue of the mother is Akawavanti, and there was a prophecy in the Isis libraries that I encountered, and I will speak it to you. I remember it very well. It said, Barach nich utrat beresh uharas vikpi eshklet urastrava. The ancient lenses of light yet again will bring forth the powers to create. It did. For months, our Oracle Ifa in Toronto has been receiving from Mother wheel after wheel after wheel of self-regard, self-empowerment, self-this, self-that. The power of the source of creation uses 144 of those wheels. And my brothers and sisters, my class did it today. We did the first three of 144. I shook. And I am traveling back and forth between realms every day. I shook from the power of it. It took our breath away. Doing those every day, if you did 144, even a few times a week, it will transfigure you. It is powerful beyond what I can even imagine. You know what? We unfortunately have come to the end of our hour. I am so grateful when you like our show and join it. And if you think there are others in your environment that are ready for this type of information, we are always glad if you introduce them to our show. It isn't for everybody, my brothers and sisters. It is the capstone of information. But we are most grateful that you're with us. Next week, I will be in Oregon. And in fact, I have my class in Oregon in December. We're going to have a wonderful Christmas class, and the oracles have decided they're all coming to it, so they're coming from all over the world. If some of you want to join us, it's at my home. We would be delighted to have you. It is promising to be most spectacular. My love to you always. Goodbye.
We hope you have enjoyed today's show. Opening the doors of heaven with Almin. You can listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Sedona Talk Radio. That's every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you next week.